Blog Talk Radio.
A man decides after several years, that's what he goes there for, to unlock the door. Well, those around him criticize and flee.
To welcome everybody to Bible Time with Jerry with my co-host David Flowers. And I hope that everybody is having a nice Halloween so far, even though over here it has been quite cold and rainy today. So as we all know, it's Halloween, of course, and we have part two of our EVP review. So our show really is called Bible Time with Polly this evening. So we have Paul Shields from Culpepper Paranormal that is going to be with us reviewing tonight. How are you doing?
Good, Jerry. How are you?
I'm fine. Trying to get it all set up here.
Yep. Great to see you guys.
Yes. How's your Halloween been?
It was good. We did, my group, Culpepper Paranormal, did a trick-or-treat in town. All the businesses on Davis Street in town, they sit out and give out candy, and we participate. We stand on one of the businesses that we investigated, and we do on the tour. We hand out candy. We bring our TVs. We play our videos, and we got some lights and special effects. And this is the biggest turnout I've ever seen. I mean, I think we've handed out probably almost 2,000 pieces of candy.
Holy crap!
I'm not exaggerating. I mean, it was just wall to wall, just wall to wall kids. It was amazing.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like the 65th or 6th year we've been doing it.
Oh.
That's cool.
Meanwhile, my house was dark as a cave.
You didn't have any trick or treaters?
Well, we live way down on like a little tiny side road, so we really don't get the trick-or-treaters. The ones that do, they run out of candy real quick, but we live on such a dark, small side road that nobody comes out here. Plus, they think the house next door, which it is haunted, so they're afraid to come out here.
That's even better. Yeah. Oh, you could sell that so well. That'd be awesome.
Yeah, so they don't want to go to that house, so they just don't come here at all.
Well, I'm sorry.
That's okay.
I don't get trick-or-treaters either, because we live in a smaller development, you know, so the houses are far apart. So we really, I have cool lights outside, but we never get trick-or-treaters.
Yeah.
We don't have any young kids around here, so.
What happened? You scare them all away, Dave?
They grew up. Yeah, so I think there's like two or three kids that was younger than my kids, and my kids are 30.
My oldest is 19. She goes to Old Dominion, so yeah. She's out by you.
Yeah, that's right. Because y'all go see her every weekend, don't you? Pretty much.
Yeah, God. It's like 3 hours. No, I'd love to. We were trying to get her to go to James Madison, which is a little closer, but she wanted ODU, so. It takes about 2 hours and 40 minutes to get out there.
I gotcha.
We haven't been out there yet this year. I know it sounds horrible. There was a parents' day. The parents' day is usually in September, and they moved it to late October, and that was the same weekend that Amy and I were going to Gettysburg. Mm-hmm. We went to Gettysburg with the Kling, you know, if you know the Kling brothers, and the good ghost show, Ghost Lab.
Mm-hmm.
You guys heard of them, but we did. It was like 15 of us. It was like a EVP. It was a really cool weekend. I mean, we did like an experiment on Pickett's Charge, and you know, it was just, you know, we went to Antietam as well. So it was just an amazing trip. learned a lot. Pretty cool. So.
That's cool.
Yeah. But
this first EVP that we have tonight, well, the first four from you, Paul, the first one, it's called Stupid.
Okay. It's from a location. So we do goes to Culpeper Paranormal, just ghost tours in town. And one of the locations is they sell a lot of like hand soap and candles, and it's called La Vida Loca. So they have upstairs, it's two levels. It used to be an old barber shop back in the 40s. And upstairs they have like a live bee, you know, like a beehive, like honey beehive upstairs, but it's covered in glass. And, you know, it's not being installed. It's a pretty cool place. So anyways, they asked us to investigate because they wanted to be part of the ghost tour. And so we're like, yeah, sure. You know, we didn't know a lot of history of the place, but we do know that it was a barbershop because the mirrors and stuff are still there. And this particular EVP, it was probably towards the end of the night. And my mother-in-law is the one who asked the question. And she was kind of fumbling on her words. And you could hear it. So you'll hear the audio. The first part of the audio is from my Sony camera. It's very clear. And then the second part of the audio that you'll hear was the actual electronic voice phenomenon from my Panasonic recorder. And you'll hear the response. Actually, she kind of stumbles on her words a couple of times, like she's almost like stuttering. And then you'll hear the response. And we thought it was pretty clear, but go ahead and play it.
Knock things off the shelf. You're strong enough to touch that flower. We can communicate that way.
We can communicate that way. We can communicate that way.
So yeah, so I mean, you guys can hear it. It's pretty clear.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That was captured on the Panasonic RDR60. It's a controversial recorder, but
yeah. Did you run that through your WavePad?
I did. I ran it through WavePad. I didn't really have to do anything to it. And that's one thing, you know, that when I'm reviewing audio evidence like that, I don't want to mess with it too much. I mean, a little bit of noise reduction. I don't slow it down. I just like to try to keep it as clean as possible. I mean, if you can hear it with your own ears from the recorder, why mess with it? You know what I mean?
Right.
Try to keep it true. But sometimes you have to do that. There is a new program that I want to get by Adobe called Adobe Audition. And I know the Kling brothers use it, and that's an amazing piece or amazing software that you can really clean up some EVPs. So I'm excited to try that.
What's it called?
It's by Adobe. It's called Adobe Audition. And it's like a subscription because it ain't cheap. It's like,
I was getting ready to say, if it's Adobe, it's not going to be cheap.
Right, right. It's kind of expensive, but when I heard, like, when we did the EVP experiment in Gettysburg, and I don't know if you know who Tim Shaw is. Tim Shaw, the medium, has been on some shows. He was there as well. And he was doing the commands to take a charge, and there was like 15 of us, and say, you know, walk quiet. Well, the wind's blowing. You know, it was windy on Saturday, October 21st.
Mm-hmm.
And, Tim gave these commands, you know, like, reload, he's like, fire. And it was windy, so, you know, Brad, you know, basically played, he had a Zoom 4 recorder, so very, very clean, very crisp recorder, but a lot of interference from the wind. Well, this Adobe Audition, if you take a segment where it's kind of where you got a constant, you know, background noise, whether it's wind or like a compressor from a, you know, refrigerator or something like that, you can select that, a small segment of it, and then apply it to the whole file, and it'll delete that. So the part where Tim is yelling the commands, you know, it was totally quiet, and then you hear this pop 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 pop, and I was like, holy crap. I was like, how did you delete that, the wind noise? That, I mean, it was just amazing. So it got me really excited. So definitely something I got to get. But you can hear pop, like musket fire.
Yeah.
And cool. it was amazing because we were there. He played us the raw one, and then he cleaned it up, and then I put the headphones on, you know, and I heard a few headphones, and that Adobe Audition took it all out. So it was just pretty amazing.
I was going to say, could you play that one more time?
Yeah.
Because I've got in case people didn't hear it, because we've got a few people on joining us tonight who is joining us. We appreciate y'all joining EVP Review Part 2 on Halloween.
Right. Yep.
Y'all should be out trick-or-treating and getting me some candy.
I have a lot of candy left.
We're strong enough to touch that flower. We can communicate that way.
We can communicate that way. We can communicate that way.
Yeah, that's a pretty cool EVP there.
Yeah.
It is. And coming from that recorder, the Panasonic recorder, like I said, it's controversial because a lot of people, if you watch shows like Destination Fear or Ghost Adventures or Kindred Spirits, they use that recorder. And a lot of times they'll get a lot of grunts and just loud, you know, that you can't make out what it's saying. So to actually get a audible, voice that everybody can hear, you know, everybody hears different frequencies.
Right.
So to actually get something that you can actually hear like that, I think it's pretty special. And we call that a class A.
Yeah. Yeah, that's really cool.
And I think all of our AVPs are pretty much class A ones, right, David?
For the most part, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah, if we're doing EVP mm-hmm. review,
yeah.
I mean, obviously we want to have the best ones. You know?
Yeah, that's wrong button.
You're fired.
Okay.
And what's the difference between a Class A, Class B, Class C? What's the differences on?
So
I know the difference, but I'll explain it better than I do. But go ahead.
I'll try. So Class A is, it doesn't have to be like that on the Panasonic recorder. So it's a little bit staticky, but you can still hear it. You can still understand it. Class A is, without any doubt, a very clear, electronic voice phenomenon. A Class B would be, maybe there's some speculation, maybe it could be something else, it could be explained, semi-audible, and then it kind of goes down the list from there, like, Class C. And I usually hear Class A or Class B, but...
Class C, you hear something, but there is no way of knowing what you're hearing.
Right, exactly. And, and that's the thing. There's I don't know if I talked about this last time I was on, but we were talking about, pareidolia, not the Gettysburg pictures of pareidolia, but by the way, when I was in Gettysburg, I took a lot of pictures. I need to post them. I was going to do red circles.
Yes, please do red circles. That makes it legit.
But as far as the pareidolia, but as far as pareidolia and audio, there was, I don't know if you guys remember a couple years ago, it was an internet, it was a viral internet thing, and it went around, and basically they were talking about, it was Laurel and Yanny, and it was on one side, the voice, you could hear it say Laurel, one side would say Yanny, but it's frequency, so the icon would be in the middle. If you moved it more towards the Yanny part, you could hear it better. If it was the middle, if it was in the dead center, some of us would hear Yanny, some of us would hear Laurel. The more you move the little cursor to that side, you can hear it. But it's based on frequency. So I don't know, if it's taken out some of the treble and the bass, but everybody hears in a different frequency, which is similar. But it's kind of like, when I play EVPs for my daughter, she'd be like, oh, she would hear the same thing I would hear. When I play them for my wife, she'd be like, I hear something different.
Mm-hmm.
And we call those Class C or Class, they're kind of audible, but you can't really tell them out. But I don't know if you guys remember that little internet thing, that Laurel and anything. I know.
Yeah, I do vaguely remember it. Okay. This next one, they want to look at you.
Okay, do you want me to explain it real quick, or do you want to just play it?
Here it is.
Are you getting tired of us being in here? Can you please come closer and talk to me?
Yeah, play that one again.
Yeah, play it again.
Are you getting tired of us being in here? Can you please come closer and talk to me?
Yeah, that, on that clip there, you actually have a Class A and a, what I consider a Class C. That very first one, when I'm assuming that was your mother-in-law?
Yes, yeah, Jane. Yeah, yeah, she was, yeah, Jane was talking. She was the one asking the questions.
Yeah.
The same one, that was the one that.
Yeah, yeah, when the first question she asked, you can hear something, but you're not really sure. But after that, after the last question, when you could hear, look at Paul.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you can hear like almost like a threat.
Yeah.
And so it's a backstory for this. So this was, this EVP was captured at the Kemper Mansion House in Madison County. It's owned by Madison County. And that was our very first investigation, or my first investigation. Kim Lillard, the founder of our group, she, you know, had been on many investigations before. But the interesting thing about that was that it was captured on an Olympus 7200 recorder, so a little bit clearer than the Panasonic, a little bit newer. And I had like a little Sony, because we had nothing. It was our first investigation. She asked, my daughter was taking guitar lessons from her, and I had always been in the paranormal, and she, you know, we were just talking about the ghost shows and stuff, and she was like, hey, y'all be interested in doing, you know, I'm trying to form a new paranormal group. Would you guys be interested in going out with me and, you know, doing an investigation? I'm like, oh, man, I'm like, that would be great. I said, my mother-in-law would love it. You know, and I said, when is it? And she said, oh, it's the Thanksgiving weekend, you know, Saturday, the whatever, after Thanksgiving. So I'm like, yeah, set it up. And it was, you know, probably about a month and a half away or so. So I was really nervous. I was like, crap, I've never, you know, done anything like that ever. So I have a Tascam DR7 recorder, which is what I use for music. And then I had a Sony, like, Handycam. But it was a mini disc one that played like a mini Blu-ray disc. So it was 1080 HD, but it just didn't really record a lot, you know, with video. You had to flip the disc or change the disc after, you know, 24 minutes and had it on, like, the high HD setting. So I only had those two pieces of equipment. And then Kim had, she had an SLS, a structured light sensor camera. We had that too, but I don't believe we captured anything that night on that. We were sitting in basically this kind of like a living room, like family room type area. And you hear a click in the back, you hear like a digital boop, you know, during that EVP. And that was me taking pictures. And I was probably at least, I don't know, 10, 15 feet away. It was a very big room. And, you know, Jane, my mother-in-law, who actually captured the EVP, she's sitting in a chair. And, you know, she's asking the questions, holding the recorder out. And all I'm doing is just snapping pictures. I mean, you know, I'm the only guy in the group. It's, you know, it's me, my wife, my mother-in-law, and Kim. You know, three females, one male. So there was nobody else in there. And, you know, this place sits about 100 yards off of Business 29 in Madison. And, you know, Madison is like it's just, you know, Saturday night, it was very, very quiet, you know, just a very sleep town, you know, just nobody out, no cars or anything. So, you know, that wasn't the only, we captured actually a couple other EVPs there. We captured another one on that same recorder a little bit later. And then the reason why I didn't send it, because it's a little bit harder to hear, but I captured one on my Tascam recorder while we were in the basement. And in the basement, there is a fuse box down there. Now, you know, with fuse boxes like high EMF, that can cause people to be nauseous, but it also can cause paranormal activity because, you know, it's said that spirits need electromagnetic field to manifest. But the other EVP that we caught that we can't play because I didn't send it was, I would say, what's your name? And it said, my name is George. And it was like, my name is George. It sounded like it was kind of like a record, like a 33, you know, RPM record, you know, that you're kind of slowing down, speed up. And it's like, my name is George. And it was like, who are you? Like that.
Oh,
but
wow.
it's very, very, it was insane. Very, very clear. Class A, but it's very quiet. And I wanted to send it with that one, but I couldn't. Every time I tried to amplify it, it would, you know, the static would get loud. So I'm hoping, like when I was talking earlier about the Adobe Audition software, that is one that I can actually clean up and present it, you know, in a better format.
Hey, Kimberly.
Are you getting tired of us being in here? Can you please come closer and talk to me?
Oh, God, Paul. Yeah, that's it.
But even in the even before that, with that little bit, that one you can't really hear, that's interesting sounding too. It's just
it's
creepy.
It's
weird.
Yeah, and you know, like I said, you know, where Jane was sitting when she captured that EVP, and I wish I had got it. Like, I use video for everything. I videotape everything we do because I want to try to debunk. Excuse me. But that being the first investigation, I had my handy cam. I wasn't using it at the time, and I was that you could hear, like I said earlier, you could hear those beeps. You hear like a beep 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 beep. That's my digital camera. I was taking pictures of the room while she was doing the EVP. But it sounds like the voice, and even that heavy breathing is like right up on the microphone. Like right up on the microphone of the recorder.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. So that is one of the, we have two really good ones. You know, that one is in our top, you know, our top three, you know, best EVPs that we've gotten to date. You know, clear wise. I mean, we've gotten other ones, but I mean, you know, being that clear.
Yeah.
And this next one, it says, I see you.
This one is really clear. This one is, I don't know, I've heard a lot of EVP bunches. This one is super clear. So this one, I was able to use multiple, you know, a point of view camera sitting on the bar. And this was taken at Grassroots Restaurant in Culpeper. In the basement. It used to be a live music venue. It was a bar down there. I used to play music there back when it was open. The new owner bought the building maybe 5 or 6 years ago. He hasn't turned into anything. It's just still empty down there. And there has been a lot of reports that there's paranormal activity down there, because when I played music down there, the lady that used to run sound for us used to always claim that she was pushed, bumped into, all kinds of stuff. Anyway, that was before I started doing any type of investigating. So it kind of set it up for that creepiness, which, you know, when you're doing an investigation, you kind of want to block out all that stuff because you don't want that to interfere, you know, with your psyche. But back to this EVP. So we had a point of view camera sitting on the bar at the end of the bar. I do have a video where the EVP was captured, but since I sent an audio, you can watch the video on our website. You go to ColePepperParanormal.com. Mm-hmm. You can view it on there. You can actually see the actual video where it was caught. But Kim, who actually caught the EVP behind the bar, she was, you know, asking questions and walked behind the bar and probably about 6 feet away from the POV camera. And then we had another recorder sitting on the bar. And then my mother-in-law and wife were over on the side holding a recorder. They were kind of too far away. Then you had the audio from the POV camera. So what I did was I layered. You're hearing just the raw audio just from her recorder. But in the video, I layered three different audios on top of it, one from the POV camera, one from the recorder on the bar, just so that you can see that voice was only captured on one recorder, not three. You know what I mean? Because sometimes you can capture something, it could be either faked or it could be, someone could misinterpret, like a, you know, rubbing a shirt against something or pants. They can misinterpret that as being, you know, an EVP, and it's really not. So I wanted to make sure, like especially this one, because this was a couple of years after we started investigating. So I was very, very methodical in how I set up my equipment and how we try to capture stuff. So, go ahead and play it, Dave. It's a little long, but.
A little creepy.
Can you tell us your name?
Yeah,
one more time.
Yeah.
Can you tell
clearest one that we've done to date. Very, very clear. You can't mistake that one.
Yeah, because there's no static at all.
I mean, you hear
recording.
Yeah, now you hear some voices right before that, and that's my wife and my mother-in-law talking in the background. So you can kind of hear that. And I have the video of it on our web page, so you can actually see. You know, I kind of like put words in the bottom to where things are. But yeah, you can the recorder. I mean, you know, Kim kind of moves the recorder a little bit, so you kind of hear that in the clip as well.
Exactly.
Yeah, that one, I mean, we play that on our tour, and people are like, holy crap. I mean, I'm like, you know, there's just no explanation for it because there's nobody down there. And actually, when we did this investigation, it was on, I believe it was a Sunday night. It wasn't a weekend night, but the restaurant upstairs was actually open. So it's not like we were down there, like, you know, there were people upstairs, and the building's really old. So there's some back history on the building. It was a jail. It was built in the early 1800s. It was used as a jail during the Civil War between both sides, the Confederate and Union side, because, if you know, Culpeper was taken and given up multiple times. It was the most fought-over county in the Civil War. So that jail cell in that restaurant, or the, you know, the bar, the base of the restaurant, was there was jail. There was cells down there. So, it's very well blocked. It's also on the corner of Davis and E Street. And, you know, if cars are flying up E Street, I mean, you can hear those. You can hear them, you know, because there are windows down there, but they're like almost sub-street level. You know, they're kind of blocked by the street. So, you can hear motorcycles or cars flying up because it is on a road. But, you know, I mean, obviously that's a voice, and, you know, you can't mistake that, you know, as a car or a motorcycle or something like that. But like I said, the restaurant was open upstairs, and there was nobody down there because he wasn't using it. There was no heat down there. It was cold as shit because it was in January of 2017, and we actually captured that. And, you know, there was chairs, tables stacked up. You know, it was just, you know, and it's kind of still that way now. I mean, it's, you know, not being used at all. But it's a, you know, it's a very, very – we actually went back there about nine or ten months later and, you know, did an investigation down there, but didn't get anything. So, you know, it goes to show that you can actually investigate a place, get something, and that's it again, and not get anything at all.
Not get anything,
yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Let's listen to it one more time.
Yeah.
Can you tell us your name?
It almost sounds like a child.
Yeah, like I see. It's a whisper, you know. We had other recording. You know, there's a bar. It's a trying to explain it. So it was a bar. She's behind the bar. There's a big, you know, wood flat top bar. I had a recorder sitting on there. The recorder she captured the EVP on. She was holding in her hand. The recorder was sitting on the bar right next to her. Had been less than 3 feet away. And then, of course, the point of view camera that I had on a tripod makes it look farther away because they got that, you know, the fisheye lens type, wide angle lens or whatever on those. So actually, I was probably about 7 or 8 feet away. But yeah, none of that was not captured on any other recording device, just on the one device.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Which is kind of cool. Mm-hmm. So. Yeah, and I know John Sullivan said that's a good one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, thanks, John.
Yeah, it is. Clear as day.
Yeah, that one is definitely one of
can't
our clear ones.
One.
Yeah, as John knows. What's that?
Said you can't miss that one.
Yeah, and like I said, that was captured on an Olympus 7200 recorder. You know, not that old. I mean, probably 20-year-old recorder, but it's still very, very clear.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. This next one here, I'm sure you really like this one.
Yeah, it's kind of political, I guess.
Yeah.
Sorry, I'm eating meatballs because I'm starving.
You're fine. Anything goes on 5 times.
Are you a Democrat or Republican? Are you a Democrat or Republican? Are you a Democrat or Republican?
Democrat or Republican.
That's easy Democrat.
Right. And that's another one that was captured on the Panasonic DR60 recorder. So backstory on this EVP, this was actually captured at the AP Hill building in Culpeper. AP Hill was born in Culpeper, you know, better general. He was born in Culpeper. This was his boyhood home. It sits on the corner of West East Street and Main Street. West Davis Street and Main Street. And so that part, it was in the second level, and that second level was where AP Hill used to live, where his family lived. And then below it, they had a merchant store. And so he had another EVP. I don't know if I sent this other EVP to you, Dave, that we got there the same night. But, you know, the interesting thing about the Democrat-Republican thing, so, you know, I'm not saying EVP, like if it's a Civil War thing, but because, you know, in the South, they were mostly Democrats. But the odd thing about this, about that Democrat-Republican, that second level, we went up there, those were the Culpeper County Democrat offices. But they had rented them, and I guess the lease expired, so it was all cleared out. But for like the 3 or 4 months leading up to when we investigated there, it was the DNC of Culpeper County. So it just kind of interesting. I asked that question. It's got Democrat. But I mean, it could be that it's a voice of somebody that was during AP Hill time, or could have been AP Hill's family.
Yeah.
But one of the other EVPs that we got in that room, and it was pretty clear. I don't know, like I said, I don't know if I sent it to you, but I asked, "What is your name?" And a name said Robert. You know, now Robert's a pretty common name, and you can associate Robert with like a million different people. But the odd thing is, like when we were doing the tours, the lady that does the tours with us, she's a historian for Culpeper County, and when she heard the name Robert when we played, you know, the other EVP during our tour, her eyes got real big, and she's like, "Holy crap, say that again." And she's like, "AP Hill's brother was named Robert." And she's like, "Where'd you catch that EVP?" And I said, "Upstairs, second level. It was some of it was unfinished. Within the last couple of years, they turned it into the whole second level. They turned into apartments. So they like drywalled and refinished everything. But when we were there, I believe it was 2018. After that, the fireplaces were, you know, grand fireplaces, brick fireplaces with the white molding and stuff. And the wall, half the walls are still brick. Some of them were like the old, I don't know what you call it, like the spackle stuff on it. And then there were the DNC offices where that was all redone. But, like I said, the place where we caught those two, like the Democrat Republican and the Robert EVP, we caught back in the back. And explaining to our historian, she believes that's where that family lived. So I thought that was pretty cool. Whether it's Robert Hill or some other Robert that lived there, you know, I don't know. It got it on the Panasonic DR60, so it's not as clear as like the ICU or the watch out hall, but still it's pretty young.
Kimberly's saying, no, I think it says demon crap.
Demon crap.
Kimberly's
got a point there.
Yeah, she's got a question.
Okay, Kimberly's got a question for everybody. What's your question, Kimberly?
Patiently waiting.
Kimberly, that's fine.
Yep.
Okay. Let's see. Was there a question?
Yep, she'll probably type it in there.
Oh, that's fine.
Yep.
That's fine.
So move. Going to the next little EVP.
Yeah.
Oh, how many nothing EVPs? A lot.
Yeah. this next one I caught on my body camera at the manor house.
Countless hours.
Yeah, I heard that.
Yeah.
I was a little kid.
Yeah.
that's really clear too.
Yeah,
that was called Body Cam.
Yeah, that was one of the Pablo Body Cam.
Okay.
And
yeah.
That has turned out to be my favorite piece of equipment.
I need to get one of those.
Because video is really good quality and the audio is crystal clear.
That's awesome.
I love it. But yeah, and neither Jerry nor I, either one heard that as it was happening.
Right.
It's not until we listened to the body cam afterwards.
Right. Yeah, that is clear. That is awesome. Yeah, you can absolutely tell. That's like a little kid. It's like a little kid's voice.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Have you gotten anything else? Have you seen any you know, like apparitions of a child or anything like on SLS or anything like that? Or
we've got shadow figures of still pictures of a child.
Right. Oh, who was the person that caught it? May seem with somebody on a tour. You posted something not too long ago. I think it was a small video. I can't remember.
Mm-hmm.
It was a shadow person,
mm-hmm.
like outside. It was outside.
Yeah,
out at the grave.
Yeah, that was really cool. That was really cool.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Kimberly, here's Kimberly's question. How many hours of nothing versus EVP percentage? And then she goes on to say, I'd say 95% nothing.
Mm-hmm.
That's a fair assessment there.
Yeah.
It is. Okay, yeah, so it depends on the recorder. So, like the Panasonic, you hear me talking about the Panasonic, and John Sullivan knows as well, like the Panasonic VR60, John Stevens knows.
Yeah.
That's a voice-activated recorder. So it's only it's really only supposed to record when people are talking, but then it picks up that stuff in between that sometimes it's audible, sometimes it's not. That seems to be a little bit more accurate, but then a lot of people like to throw it out. People are like, there's no way, but as you heard in my EVPs, if some of the ones I played, you could hear those. But it is hard to get something that, you know, out of like what she's saying, like even with the voice activated recorder, I mean, you could have, I don't know, hundreds of pieces of audio that sounds like it's saying something, but only like 2% it sounds like actual, like a human voice.
Right.
You know, so, you know, but I just say, when in doubt, throw it out. You know
right,
what I mean?
Right.
Or you know, put it out, throw it out, or wait for a new audio program so you can clean it up a little better, you know.
Yeah.
But yeah, but I mean, you know, like I said, you don't want to, you know, spend a lot of time using filters and, you know, parametric EQs or EQs or whatever, trying to clean
yeah.
up a piece of audio. You want it to be as true as possible.
Yeah.
Once you start you know screwing with it, it you know, it kind of, you know, messes it up.
Yeah, I think the most I'll do to a clip is lower the background noise.
Right.
That's the most I would do to it.
Exactly. That's what I try. But every time I try to do that with the WavePad, with the NCH software WavePad,
yeah.
it's hard because it kind of like everything gets squished, you know, whether if you're trying to lower it so it's more like a hiss, then the voice kind of sounds high-pitched. But like I said, you know, check out that, you know, they have a free trial for that Adobe Audition.
Yeah.
That it will eliminate all the background.
Yeah.
It'll eliminate
yeah.
all of it.
Yeah, and that's why I like Audacity, because you can
right.
you can pinpoint a certain wavelength
uh-huh.
and eliminate that wavelength, where it leaves the rest of them there.
So you select it, but you eliminate it, but you can apply it to the whole file, so it'll eliminate that background,
yeah,
that background hiss. So yeah, it's kind of like what that Adobe Audition does. My WavePad doesn't do that.
Yeah.
So
and like let's say you and I are sitting there having a conversation and it's recorded, mm-hmm. and then you hear a little something underneath our voices. You can, with Audacity, we can eliminate our voices and just leave that one voice.
Oh, that's cool. I didn't know you could. I tried Audacity for a brief second, and I was like, you know, it's what you're not used to, and I just went back to wait. I didn't know. Maybe I need to go back and try it.
Yeah.
That's cool.
I've had to watch quite a few YouTube videos on Audacity.
Right. YouTube is awesome.
Yeah.
YouTube
oh,
certified. All right. Let's see what's next here. Ooh. Okay. This next one is a EVP session we were doing one night during one of the ghost tours. Try that again.
Yeah, I heard a voice, and it was, but it's because it's kind of far away. It's hard to, but I heard.
Says, hey, brother.
Yeah, I heard the hey. I couldn't understand what it said after that. Yeah, that's cool.
Play it again. Was that the orb night?
No.
Well, play it. Play it again. Look at the video very closely. Look. Go back.
Yeah.
Do you see that?
Oh, I saw that. What is that?
No clue.
Okay.
I have a car.
Well,
no, because that's the window.
No, not that.
I had my laptop open, so I could see it on my laptop.
Yeah.
I just can't see it on my phone.
It's almost
so small,
like that same October 17th last year where that orb popped out and popped back in. It's the same thing.
Yeah.
I didn't notice that until now.
Yeah.
I just noticed that sitting here looking at it. Right there.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wait, go back.
We know there's a car passing the window. I know that part.
Oh, yeah. We'll go back to the beginning because I missed it because it's near the beginning of the clip,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah.
Play it back. Okay.
Right there.
Yeah.
Oh. It's like coming down like that. It's coming down at an angle.
Yeah.
Okay, that's weird.
And the thing about it, we have another clip that an orb doing the exact same thing.
Yeah, it's only
one. Is that the same? Because
it's only one. It jumps out and then jumps back in, and it cannot be the grid itself. We've tried to duplicate it over and over, and we can't get it to do what it's doing right there. It's like it pops out and then pops back in. But what's wild about that is that it says, hey, brother, and then it shows that orb popping out like that. Or it shows the orb first and then says, hey, brother, so is it like it was October 17th when you said, if there is anybody here, can you please show yourself in the grid? And look what happened.
that's really cool. I mean, because you can see it going down. It's not – was that your body camera you're using, Dave?
That's my cell phone. What I do is I'll stand and record.
Because it's not even an IR because it's incandescent light because you can see all the colors.
Yeah.
Cell phone. That's it.
And usually you're not gonna get floating orbs like that and clear photo. I mean, you can use a flash, but you're not using a flash.
Mm-hmm.
You're just taking a video off your cell phone. That is weird. Yeah.
Yeah. It's the second time then that's happened because I didn't notice it the first time.
Yeah.
At all. I wasn't paying attention up until now we're seeing it because that's all we can look at. And I'm going, wait a minute, that looks like October 17th. When was that one done? Do we?
I don't know.
We'll have to go and look.
What did you get on? What was October 17th that y'all get on?
We got a we got the same exact thing. He that night he was doing the tour. He said if there's anybody okay. if there's anybody present with us or present in the room, can you show yourself in the grid? And then there's like I don't know, Taurus standing beside me, and I'm recording it, and you can see an orb jump out. Just one, and then jump back in. Now, he didn't see it, but all the other tours saw it, and we're going, what is that? Because he held still. Wasn't one where he was moving, you know, where you can get that reflection part. It wasn't that. It's the same exact as what that is, what you're seeing on that video tonight. Same exact thing.
But you saw it with your own eyes.
Oh, definitely. Yeah, everybody saw it.
Yeah, because anybody can mistake. Like, if you're using an IR, like your cameras, your phone camera's not IR, but if you use an IR, you get orbs all the time.
Oh, heck yeah.
Sometimes it's hard to debunk them, but if you've seen it with your own eyes,
I wasn't the only one that saw that. Yeah. Everybody saw that.
So it actually changed direction then. It, like, came out and then went back in.
Yeah, popped out and then pops back in, and everybody saw that particular night that was standing in that room. Yeah. They were like,
yeah, that's cool. Yeah, this is October last year when we got the first one.
Yeah.
And then this one was, when would we take this one, Jerry?
That's what I was trying to figure out. When was the date of that one? Because now we're just noticing that. But I have it. I think I have it in the log. I just got to go in here.
It was this fall.
Yeah.
It was this fall. It might have been September, maybe beginning of October.
It was recently.
It's very recent.
Yeah. Well, that's really cool. We captured a live piece of phenomena on an EVP review that he didn't know was there.
we'll have to go back in and remember that we have that clip. But I'll look at the log and I'll be able to tell you the date because we keep a log of the manor house. We have a data log of what we do.
Oh, cool. Oh, that's smart. That's smart. Yeah, that's good.
We don't mess around.
Yeah, this next one, this is from April of last year. We were doing a private investigation in the master house, and Jerry and I, we were taking a break. We're up on the second floor sitting. You remember that bench that's sitting on the second floor?
Yeah, right when you come up the stairs.
Yeah, we were sitting on that bench taking a break, and Jerry still had her body camera recording.
Problems with?
That was the worst one.
It feels like it's closed.
Oh. What
was that? Wow.
And we heard that with our own ears.
Yeah.
Wow.
That was a disembodied breath.
And you two were the only people that were in there. Or you were taking a break. Sorry, you had a tour.
Yeah. Yeah. No, we were taking a break. We were the only ones in the house.
Yeah.
Oh, at the time.
Yeah.
At the time. We were the only ones in the house.
Well, even if there was somebody downstairs, they did that. There's no way your recorder would pick that up. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Because that's a big breath. Like.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's really cool.
Yeah, and that's why I tell people all the time, record everything.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah, because that's a perfect example. We were taking a break. We weren't even trying to capture anything.
No, but we're not the only ones that have that recording.
Yeah.
We are not the only ones that have that breath.
Yeah, one of the security guards, he was in the house one night just by himself, and he was doing an EVP session, and he caught that.
It's very, very similar, or the same cadence,
same thing.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
because not all breasts are, because not all breasts are the same. You know, I mean, it's, you know, seriously. I mean, it's a, you know, there you can tell a man or a woman, mm-hmm. short, long. I mean, you know, you can stomach growls and they're completely different. But
right. And this next one here, it is a completely different night. But what you're getting ready to hear came from the same location as the breath came from. That Jerry had a body camera with a magnetic base that she attached to a fire extinguisher on the wall.
Mm-hmm.
She had set up, and then she went into that room there to turn the lights off and check the things. And
right.
she heard those two footsteps with her own ears.
Can you play one more time?
Yeah, I was downstairs and she was upstairs.
Okay. She was only one.
She was the only one upstairs. Yeah.
Oh yeah. Oh. That right there, the loud boom.
Yeah.
Oh wow, yeah, that's close to the camera's microphone on this side.
Yeah.
It's creepy.
And that's the same location that heavy breath came from.
Yeah. And not only that, there's carpet there. There's carpet there. There's like a rug there.
Yeah. Yeah.
There's a rug there.
Yeah.
because it was nice about the video is, Jerry, because you can see you walking in the room. You can see you kind of walk farther in the room, so your footsteps get a little bit farther away, but you hear this thump, thump.
Yeah.
Or like sound like it's right on the camera.
Yeah. And it's I went in there. The only reason why I went in there is because the cat balls kept going off, and I was like,
okay.
It's like they're draining the energy to the cat balls. Lovely, you know. So I go into the round
right.
table room, cutting the light off, and that's what I'm saying. Why are the cat balls going off? And as soon as I rounded the one part of the round table, I heard the footsteps, and I was like, oh, shit.
Right.
You know, in my head, I'm going, what is that?
Yeah, like, who's up here with me?
Yeah, who's there?
Like,
and I come back, and the rest of the video asks, are you – you know, I asked him, I was like, David, are you up here? And he's like, no. And he was like,
yeah.
Why? And I was like, nothing.
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool. And that's the same bench that you're sitting on.
Yeah, that's the bench right there.
Yeah, that's the bench
right,
that we were
right.
sitting on. And, yeah, heavy breathing. I try to control my breath and my body camera because I noticed that, you know, Kim is saying that Jerry likes heavy breathing. You don't pay attention to it until you start listening to your body camera footage, and then you do realize that you have to learn how to control breathe.
Yeah.
All jokes aside,
right, because your body camera's strapped to you.
Yeah,
so,
right.
Yeah,
to
it does make sense.
Yeah, you have to control breathe, because I notice a lot of times when I'm reviewing body camera footage, I'm like, oh, my God, I'm breathing that heavy, and you don't realize it because you can't hear it. But then when you start reviewing
right.
the body camera, you're like, God, I really got to control breath on this one, you know, so... Yeah, but that.
Well, it's the same with. Oh, go ahead.
Well, I was going to say those were creepy heavy bootsteps, but not only that, they echo. You know, it's like an echo, and I'm going, wow.
it's almost like something was going to follow you. Like it was either behind the camera. Well, the camera looks like it's because that's the stairwells right there, right? I mean, the stairs that go up.
Yeah, stairs going up to the third floor. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah, there's a fire extinguisher there, and I like to take
okay.
the – I have a Bob Love, like, mini body camera. Like, it's a mini camera, and you can just stick it onto anything because it's magnetic.
Right.
It has a magnetic.
Magnetic, right.
Yeah, it's really nice, and you can just stick it anywhere, and it's really teeny tiny. It's a portable one, and I was putting it on there because I was watching the activity of the cat balls because – they all three would go off, and they were all three getting drained. And I'm going, who's setting those things off? What is the batteries? They were brand new cat balls, you know. So that's what prompted me to keep putting stuff there.
So the little button batteries on the cat balls, I mean, they died?
They didn't die. It just was catching my attention. Hi, Yvonne. It was catching my attention because they kept going off. And I'm like, because we get activity in those two rooms that you see here. This one, the first one, we get quite a bit of activity there. So.
Okay. I'm trying to picture, because this is on the second floor. So to the left-hand side, that's a stairway going up to the third floor.
Mm-hmm.
Correct.
Yeah.
So in the far background, that's a stairway going downstairs. Correct.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Okay. I know where I'm at now.
Yeah.
I mean, I've only been there once, but I know I kind of do.
Earlier you asked if we've gotten any pictures or anything of a child. Back in 2019, I believe it was John Stevens. He was there. He was taking a bunch of pictures, and he got the picture of a child shadow figure in that doorway right there.
Oh, cool. I'm trying to remember because I know maybe I did see that one. Is it when he had to like use a filter and kind of break the picture up? I think I do remember that picture.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I remember him posting that picture. That's a cool place, Dave. I mean, I'd love to go back there. I need to get my team. Need to get my team to come there.
Yeah, you know, it's not that time.
Yeah, I mean, you guys, it's only, Williamsburg is only 2 hours away, so
yeah.
It's not like driving to ODU.
Yeah.
But then again, I come to Manor House, my wife would be like, we're going to see our daughter, damn it.
Well, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's all of them.
That's cool.
That's it? Yep, that's what we got. Yeah, which lasted pretty good. I mean, it did pretty good because our show's an hour, so that he stretched them out. I don't even think Ryan's doing a show tonight. I don't even see him on the I don't even see him inside the studio part of Blog Talk. So maybe he's out trick or treating with RJ and eating up all the candy because he is not there. So
that's okay. It's more time for us.
Yeah. So it, you know. But everything's been real interesting as far as the EVPs. Oh yeah, he said he's not doing Blog Talk tonight. Gotcha.
It's fine. I mean, the interesting thing about EVPs or I always have to explain electronic voice phenomena. You know, mm-hmm. A lot of people don't know, but you can catch them. I mean, you can hear them with your own ears, obviously, but catching them on recorders. I mean, as we know as investigators, I mean, 90% of the time you can debunk a lot of it. And, and my thing is kind of, you want to use multiple recorders to see if you can catch, if you are getting an anomaly, an EVP, you want to make sure you have other recorders going. Because sometimes, if you have like a white, I call them white noise recorders, like the Panasonic or some of these old Sony recorders from the late 90s, sometimes it could sound like a creak in a floor. It could sound like a high-pitched voice or something. So you want to make sure you have, either using yourself, because cell phones have great record, really well.
They do.
But you want to have something, you want to have a newer Zoom recorder, something that's got, a cell phone that picks up really good clear audio, even if you can hear a pin drop, mm-hmm. like 20 feet away. Yeah. You need that because you need to overlay those other audio things.
That's why we like the body camera so much, because they pick up the slightest little – they pick up so well. Even that little Bob Love Mini one, it picks up audio so clearly. And Olympus recorders, too, they pick up really well, too. I think Haunted and D – recommended one for me. I got it. It's in the next room, but it's a really nice recorder, but I swear by our body cameras because they're just the best piece of equipment.
Yeah.
And if you can't find the Bob Love, I was going to say there's another one that I bought that I thought was a Bob Love, but it's an off brand of a Bob Love, but it's still the same quality as Bob Love.
Okay.
Yeah.
The video quality is very well, very good, mm-hmm. and you can't beat the audio quality.
Yeah, and that's the thing with a lot of these, because I have GoPro knockoff cameras. That's, mm-hmm. Yeah, they're IR. That somebody changed the IR. They're like, they're just Chinese knockoffs of the GoPro. The audio part of it's not that great. You know, now on your Bob Loves, I heard from what, you know, Dave was playing, those things are really clear. Mm-hmm. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Because, you know, most of the cameras I use, like, I use a little point of view, the POV cameras, what I call GoPros, POV cameras, but I use a bunch. I love Sony stuff. So I have a Sony AX700. I have a Sony CX900. They're like your prosumer, like, camcorders. They take really good. And I have a Sony, I have two Sony microphones on each one, or one microphone each quarter, but they're really high. They're mono, but they pick up everything, you know, but they're bulky and they're kind of a pain in the ass. I actually got this one recorder. It's probably, I should show you guys. You guys heard of the company DJI. They make drones and things like that.
Thank you. Yeah.
So they make this recorder. It's called a Pocket 2. And a Pocket 2 is, it's got a gimbal. The gimbal is a head that moves. So you can hold the camera. The head stays the same. So it's not like you're shaking. I actually have it in the other room. It's not in my box right here. I can go get it and show you if you want to see it. But it's small. It's like the size. It's literally like the size of like a recorder like this, but it's got a little head on top. And then no matter how you hold it, the head stays balanced, and it takes awesome video. And you can do 4K on it. It's got a small, like a camera phone type, you know, camera on it. You know, so it's small. But even shooting 4K, I took it to Gettysburg, you know, last weekend or so ago, and it just takes really clear. Video, but the audio on it actually is really good, because that's the thing. A lot of these devices,
mm-hmm.
the audio, the body, and so but the body cams, like you're saying, because like police use those things, they gotta have clear audio.
Yeah.
And one
really cool thing about the body cam is, you know how on camcorders, if you're in the IR mode, the battery will suck down really quick, like
right.
within 30 minutes. With the body cam. Jerry, she left hers at the manor house one night on accident, and she got, what was it, over 5 hours of video.
Yeah.
With nobody in there.
With nobody in there. I was surprised my body camera was still there. Yeah, it shut down at 2 a.m.
I think I remember seeing that on Facebook or something. Are you talking about it on the show? I can't remember. Did you capture anything on that?
We got like little like knocks.
Yeah.
In certain spots, like little knocks, but not what
right.
I thought we would have captured.
Like footsteps. Footsteps are a big thing.
And we hear them with our own ears, but we haven't caught them, and I didn't catch them that night. And sometimes I wonder, is there a difference with the summer and the winter with footsteps? So that's something
right.
that we're or that I'm analyzing with the log, because all summer, even tourists have said, I hear footsteps. I've heard footsteps. Or I've went downstairs and there's nothing there. You hear them, but there's nothing there.
Right.
So, yeah, we're just going to get a barrage of body cameras and put them all over the place and replace the whole DVR system and just buy body cameras is what's going to happen.
Yeah.
That's kind of what I, because we used to use DVR, but my DVR doesn't record audio, but it's a Samsung DVR. It's, you know, it's new in 2015 or whatever. It takes great 1080 HD video, you know, it's long range. I've used it outside and inside, but it doesn't do audio.
Yeah.
But I think you're right, Jerry. I mean, it's like the body cams, they're pretty affordable. They're like, $160, $180, you know? It's not going to break the bank.
Right.
But if this battery's last 5-6 hours, can you plug them into a wall and like does it have like a charging type thing and it'll still record if you charge it, run it to a wall outlet?
You know,
it's a USB charger.
Yeah, it's a USB charger. So we haven't. Yeah, it won't let you when it's plugged in. I don't know. We haven't tried that. It won't let you record.
Yeah,
right?
I haven't tried it.
We're gonna try it.
Like I said,
we'll try it.
It lasts 4 or 5 hours. At least 5 hours on IR, it'll last that long.
And you don't need internet. That's the other thing. You know, you don't have to worry about it. You just set it and go. So far, between the two of us, we have three of them. you know.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, so.
Well, 3.5, because you got that mini one.
Yeah,
because
I got the mini one. I'm one of these recorder.
Yeah, you have to be when you're doing this.
Yeah. The amount of recorders I have is pathetic. Watches. Well, I got a watch recorder that I wear. All kinds of stuff.
It should all like you said, David. You always got to record everything. I mean, John Stevens preaches that as well. But I mean, I get yelled at by everybody in my group because I have 3 Panasonic DR60. So I'll usually use all 3 of those, and I have a couple Olympus, 3 Olympus recorders, different ones, and then I have a couple Sony ones. And so between me and Kim and Amy and Jane, I mean, we use probably 10 recorders for every EVP session.
Yeah.
It's a lot. I mean, but it's easier to listen back to audio because, you know, your typical EVP session is going to be 5.5 minutes or shorter. They're not very long usually. And then so the Panasonic recorders are voice activated, so they're about 1.5 minutes or so, or 2 minutes maybe max. So you can – it's easier because, you know, watching video is – horrible. A body cam is exciting because you're constantly moving, so that's kind of cool if you're not setting it down. But watching, you know, a static camera, you know, just sitting it in a location, it's like you fall asleep. It's like watching paint dry. We set them up. Like I said, with the DVR, because not having the audio on the DVR sucks. But I bought a bunch of these little Sony. It's the Sony CX550s. They're made in like 2009, 2011, somewhere in that time period. They're HD. They have a built-in 64-gigabyte hard drive. I buy the big extended batteries. They're like $10 or $15 a piece, and the thing will run for 5 or 6 hours on one battery. It has its own IR light, but I got to add another IR light with it usually to make it brighter.
Yeah.
But they take excellent video, and you can buy them on eBay for like $125.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and the audio is really good. It's stereo audio, which I'm not a big fan of stereo audio. I like the mono usually when I'm doing that stuff. But I've been using those as my standalone camera for the mount on tripods. But
yeah, and just think body cameras. You just set them up and go. You don't have to mount them. You don't have to do nothing. You set that wherever you want it, and off you go. And that's why I like them so much. And the off-brand one I bought was really a fluke because I honestly thought it was a Bob Love. And then when I cut it on, I was like, what is this Abduella shit? You know? And I was like, oh, wait a minute. This isn't my Bob Love, but it's same quality, same everything. So.
Yeah, I want to show you guys that little camera thing I got. I know I'm going to you guys we have to sign off, but I use it tonight, you know, for my little trick or treat in town thing, but let me pull it out. This thing is really cool. If I DJI, and I don't know if you can see it. I don't know if you've seen it before. I'll turn it on. But it's got this little, it's called a gimbal. It's a little camera head. Sorry. You turn it on.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I have seen those. Yeah.
Yeah, and then right now it's taking a selfie of you guys. But you can flip it. And then, it flips around.
I think I wanted one of those toys.
Yeah, it's actually. I mean, I bought it before we went to Gettysburg. And I want to use it for ghost hunting because you walk around with it, and it looks like you're shooting video from like a drone.
Yeah.
You know, it's very stable. Look, I mean, like when you're see how I'm moving it, and the camera's just staying level. And then when you record with it, and the battery lasts a long time on it, and you can put like 128 gigabyte or 256 gigabyte card in it, it'll do 4. This one's set 4K for 60 frames a second, and it's really clear. I mean, look, camera phones, you know, your latest Apple or Samsung phone is going to take just as good or better video than this.
Does that do IR?
No, it doesn't do IR. That's the only thing. It doesn't do IR. I'm sure there's probably a way, maybe on YouTube I could search it. But I got it mainly for when we do investigations, when we're like approving the investigation, we're walking through the house, and I'm scanning it like this, you know what I mean, just scanning around. So it's more of an even audio, like if I'm editing, I'm going to make a video, like a short little intro or something.
Yeah.
So it's like even. I mean, you can get, you know, it's called a gimbal. The gimbal is the device that makes the camera, the head stay level, but you can get those for cell phones as well, and they're a lot cheaper.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah, I think
I have
one of those sitting in my Amazon cart. I do.
There you go.
Because I'm a gadget person. I like little gadget stuff like that.
Right.
I'm a gadget freak.
I know.
I've got it. It's way down there now. See what you did. It's doing so good.
I took you to Gettysburg, and then we went to Antietam first. And have you guys ever been to Gettysburg?
I have not.
I haven't.
Mm-mm.
Oh, it is. I went there when I was a kid. It's once, but I haven't been since like a week ago. That place is amazing. I mean, they must have fucking like 500 fucking cannons.
There's cannons
everywhere.
Yeah.
And like where this road is, one road is called Confederate Avenue. Confederate Avenue is just with the line. You know, Robert E. Lee, A.P. Hill, and people are like, that's where the line was. And it's like, there's cannons just all lined up. It's like a 2-mile, 3-mile road. And, you know, part of it's pickets charged, but it's surreal. I mean, it was just, and the town is cool too. Good food, a lot of cool little shops. There's actually a ghost store up there. I forget the name of the guy. I know I bought a tripwire from that. Ghost, I forget what it's called.
Cool.
But they were gambling.
Ghost Hunter store?
I think it's a ghost hunter store. There was probably 100 people because they're doing ghost tours, and we were driving. Amy and I were driving looking for a place to eat or whatever. And we were just driving, you know, the main road there, right outside the battlefield, and there was probably 100 people outside the ghost hunter because they do ghost tours. And it was just, I swear it had to be at least 100 people. It was just wall-to-wall people on the sidewalk, kind of out the street, just waiting to do these ghost tours.
That's really
cool. It is really cool. I mean, if you guys get a weekend, do whatever, go up there, it is pretty amazing. It's a commercialized battlefield. I mean, it's like, it's when people think of Civil War, they think of battle. What's the first battle? I mean, I'm a Civil War historian person. Gettysburg is the first battle that comes to mind.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but to most people who don't really know, they think of Gettysburg. That's the first.
That's cool.
It is a special place. We went to Antietam, and Antietam was that battle took place a year less than a year earlier. You know, it's Sharpsburg, Maryland.
Did you post any of your pictures on the Gettysburg page and circle anything in red yet?
Banned. I am banned from that page.
Oh, that's right. I'm sorry.
No. But one of my other Facebook accounts, because I have my Paul Warmack, because Warmack is my real last, Fields is my middle name. But my other Paul Warmack Facebook page, which I don't know if I got to see you guys' friend request. I did sign up for Gettysburg Ghost Pictures. They accepted me. So, but I haven't been on there and troll lately. I want to troll that. But I will post. I probably will just zoom in on some foliage and just put some red circles.
Please do.
I can't take a lot of pictures again. I will. Well, I want to do. Well,
I've got a picture that I show. That we have a slideshow that we show after the tour, and a picture of looked to be a little girl by a tree, but there's also my shadow there. And I don't say nothing about the shadow. And one night I had a woman say that was a demon.
It's serious.
And she was serious. She wasn't playing around.
She thought the demon. She thought your shadow was a demon stalking a little girl, I guess. The little girl shadow.
That's a demon.
Yeah.
Hey. Yeah.
I don't say anything to the guests because it's not their own opinion, but
of course.
I think I keep a mouth shut on that one.
You let them decide for themselves.
Yeah.
Yeah. My wife is.
I was like, did he get candy?
He's 14. He didn't really trick or treat that much, but he got his best friend. His grandparents have a house in a development, since we don't really live in a big development, it's trick-or-treaters. He does, his best friend does a full haunted house thing. They set it up so the trick-or-treaters come to their house and they take the haunted house. So I guess they stand out there and pass out candy.
I can't raid people's bags this year because I have no kids that went trick-or-treating to be able to raid the bags.
I know.
I'll find some big them out there.
The candy's expensive, man. You go to Walmart, it's like, I just can't believe how expensive it is.
Yeah.
Yeah, I bought a 205-piece bag that is $26.
Yeah. Did you buy it at Walmart?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I heard today, someone, we were passing out candy in town today, one of the people came up and said, hey, Walmart put all their candy 50% off this afternoon. I'm like, really? Like, I was like, man, that would have been nice. Because yeah, I spent like, I did that. So I spent like nine. So Kim spent like $70 or $80, and I spent like $90. And so we didn't put it all together. Kim put all hers out first. Well, she must have had like 2,000 pieces. So I didn't even get to my candy. You know, so I took all this candy home. I have like all these. I mean, well, they're over there, but it's a box, and there's probably like you said, that $26 bag, whatever. There's 200. I probably got a couple of those, or probably like three of those, and then a bunch of different other ones. And I didn't even use any of them.
Yeah.
So.
Not till your son. Not when your son gets to them.
So he already opened one of them.
Yeah.
What were the Reese's?
Yes,
the Reese's peanut butter cups.
I would too. Oh, John Stevens, I felt bad. He wanted to come on, and I didn't hear the message come in. And normally it pops up on my laptop where I can see messages, and it didn't pop up on that side. And my phone was silenced because I try to keep this silent during everything. And now I feel bad because he had questions. He was on the road, but he wanted to come on a second. Now I feel bad. I'm sorry. Sorry, John Stevens.
We can definitely do. I think this platform with the EDD thing is awesome, and we can probably do maybe. And you play some videos too, obviously. Mm-hmm. You have the videos, so you can probably do some of that. Because I have a couple of interesting videos I can send you guys.
Yeah. We would love to do it. I think it's very interesting, and there's people that. There's a few friends of mine here that don't really do ghost hunting or paranormal stuff, but they still watch the show.
Sure.
And it's, you know, it's always cool to, you know, that when there's people that really don't do what we do, but they can hear stuff and see stuff, you know, and just get a kind of blurb of what we do. So, yeah, we should do it again.
Yeah, give some insight,
mm-hmm.
You know.
I still like John Savage's idea of what's in the red circle, you know.
We definitely got to do that.
Yeah, definitely.
That would be too easy. But I know you're having. I think you're having us. You're having Culpepper Paranormal. You're having us. I think in December sometime.
Yeah.
Like I guess have us on there. I'd like to do a show in the future with John Stevens. I love John. I see Johnny. John comes to our events. But I love to have me and John be on at the same time.
Yeah. Yeah, we've got you coming on with Paranormal Roundtable in December.
Okay.
We got you on that discussion because we forgot to add you, which was my fault.
Oh no, that's okay. That was kind of last minute. You know what? You had Dennis, you had John Savage on there, and you had Ronnie on there, Ronnie Anderson, and you had. And you and John, too, you guys were pretty cool that day. I watched most of the shows. That wasn't a big of a deal. Cause to add another person, because, you have an hour mostly, and it's kind of hard to have, you know, for everybody to talk. And Dennis likes to talk. So, you know, it's kind of hard to have everybody, you know.
Yeah, and I think, I'm looking at the schedule to see what I have on here, because I've got you coming on as a guest on the round table. And then on the 12th, I wasn't even going to be around here because I'm going to Vicente's graduation AIT training.
Okay.
And then the 19th is John Stevens, and then the 26th, I think David and I was keeping it open because we was afraid with people on the holidays.
Okay.
Because I'm trying to look at
there.
I'm sorry, I'm
I
looking.
I thought the one on the 12th. Oh, sorry. I thought the one on the 12th you were going to add.
You know what I think I was and what happened with it, which David can still do the show without me.
Yeah.
I mean, I won't be on the show. I will be in Missouri.
Okay.
So y'all can have fun. It'll be vibe time. It'll be vibe time with Culpepper Paranormal.
That's fun. Yeah, no, that'd be great because I know because Kim was asking me, I thought living it tonight, and she was kind of like, I was like, well, they asked me to come on and help do the EVP thing. So, but I know she's looking forward to coming on and doing one. So,
David's got it. David's got it under control because I'll be, like I said, I'll be checking into I'll be driving still that day, I think. Yeah.
Oh, you're driving straight to the new guidance.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I didn't want to fly. I didn't want to fly because one of Vicente's friends wanted to come, and he's, you know, so I was like, I'm not going to have him buy a plane ticket. So I was like, we're driving. So I got the car rental and everything set up.
That's good. You know, because plane tickets around Christmas are ridiculous.
Yes, yeah. Plus you get cancellations, all that other crap. So now, driving.
So, absolutely right. I know Amy and I are flying to San Antonio in January to do the Paracon. The Kling brothers are doing it.
Oh, nice.
Right outside San Antonio. We're doing that in January, just Amy and I. And but I haven't bought plane tickets yet. They shouldn't be too bad. But what my fear is like if you fly out, I don't have a layover, but I'd rather fly to Atlanta,
mm-hmm.
Have a layover and then fly to like San Antonio because, the problem is you go to Chicago or Denver, or like that, you have a snowstorm, you're screwed.
So, but anyway, this has been a good night, and we'll look more into it. Oh, no problem. We'll look more into doing more shows like that because it's educational for people too.
It is. Mm-hmm. It is, and I love it. I enjoy it. I really appreciate you guys having me on. I love talking about this stuff. It's just kind of like even when we do our tours and people ask questions, I literally like doing that. I literally like talking to people about it. Almost more than I like investigating.
Yeah.
I mean, don't get me wrong. I love investigating. Yeah, it can be painstaking and be boring. But I love talking to an audience, talking to people about what we do.
I tell people all the time, be completely honest with you, probably 90% of ghost hunting is very boring.
Yeah.
It is.
Mm-hmm. You're sitting there in the dark talking
to yourself.
And I was going to say, David, I'll just say one thing. I talk about your book, and I carry your book with us in my, my box with our T-shirts and our stuff. Your book is in my box, and I talk about your book because your book is excellent for people that are just starting out, or interested and want to get into it.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
Yeah, absolutely. I try to promote it as much as I can.
We appreciate that one. That's awesome.
Absolutely.
All right, everybody. Well, thanks for joining us. We had a
really good show.
Fantastic time doing this.
Yeah.
It was cool.
Taylor Flowers busted his ass on those little EVP clips, but he can do it again. He doesn't mind.
That was true.
He has nothing to do. He just sits and eats bonbons all day. He's fine.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Bonbons.
Next week. That's right.
All righty.
Bye.
Good night.
Thanks. Happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween.
Bye.
Bye.
All right.